One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
You ever walk into a place and feel like it remembers you, even if you've never been there before? Tucked into the heart of Tulsa, Oklahoma, sits an old dance hall that's heard every footstep, every fiddle string, and every secret whispered behind velvet curtains. Kane's Ballroom. Built in the 1920s, it pulsed with the sounds of Western swing and the energy of a nation cutting loose during hard times. But long after the music ends and the crowds are gone, something still lingers. People talk about cold pockets of air that chill you to the bone, doors that lock without a key, and music that plays when no one's on the stage. Staff hear the click of boots on the wooden floor and the faint hum of a steel guitar tuning up after midnight, when the venue is locked tight. Could it be the spirit of Bob Wills himself still watching over his kingdom of swing? Or is it just the echo of memory, bouncing around the rafters of a building steeped in nearly a century of emotion and sound? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Kane's Ballroom didn't start as a temple to music. It began as a garage. In 1924, the structure at 423 North Main Street in Tulsa was built to house cars, not culture. But the Great Depression reshaped many things, and by 1930, Madison W. Daddy Kane had transformed the space into a dance academy. With its signature maple dance floor and barrel-vaulted ceiling, Kane's quickly became more than just a venue. It became a heartbeat for a city. Tulsa was booming. Oil money flowed, and people needed somewhere to cut loose, to forget the grind, and to fall in love, if only for a night. Kane's offered that escape. It didn't matter what your troubles were outside those walls. Inside, it was about the rhythm, the swing, and the freedom of moving with the music. The air was thick with cigarette smoke, perfume, and anticipation. But everything changed when a certain fiddler took the stage. Bob Wills wasn't just a musician, he was a force. A Texas-born talent who blended jazz, blues, big band, and hillbilly twang into something entirely new, Western swing. When he brought his Texas Playboys to Kane's Ballroom in the 1930s, the venue transformed from a regional dance hall into the epicenter of a cultural movement. Wills made Kane's his home base, broadcasting live radio shows that reached listeners across the country. Night after night, Wills and his band took the stage, the wooden floor bouncing with each stomp, the crowd moving like one great organism. The music was infectious, joyous, defiant. And Kane's wasn't just a backdrop, it was a living participant in those moments. The building itself helped. The spring-loaded maple dance floor added a kinetic energy to the room. The barrel ceiling created near-perfect acoustics, and over time, the ballroom developed a soul of its own. One that seemed to absorb every cheer, every heartbreak, every violin string vibrating with emotion. Even after Wills passed away in 1975, his presence lingered. His ashes were scattered nearby, and his legacy was etched into the bones of the ballroom. Kane's remained a revered venue, hosting generations of musicians from the Sex Pistols to the Flaming Lips. But no matter who played there, it always felt like Bob was watching. As the decades rolled on, stories began to surface, subtle at first. A stagehand would mention hearing the faint pluck of a fiddle after locking up for the night. A janitor would hear footsteps on the stage behind him, only to turn around and find no one there. A sound tech might hear a mic buzz to life in the empty ballroom. Initially, these accounts were brushed off. Old buildings groan. Sound travels in odd ways. The wood creaks. But the consistency of the stories started raising eyebrows. So many people, all describing similar encounters, auditory echoes, phantom music, the sensation of not being alone. Still, for many skeptics, the explanation was simple. Kane's is emotionally charged. It's a place people come to feel things deeply. That emotional intensity could heighten perceptions and blur lines between reality and imagination. Some psychologists suggest these kinds of experiences, especially when they happen in emotionally significant spaces, could be explained by what's called residual memory imprinting. The theory is that powerful moments leave a kind of emotional fingerprint on a place. It's not a haunting in the traditional sense. It's more like an echo, a memory the building plays back to anyone tuned in closely enough to hear it. Others point to auditory pareidolia, our brain's tendency to impose familiar patterns on random sounds. A squeaky floor becomes boots. The hum of electricity becomes a steel guitar. Our mind fills in the blanks. And then there's the acoustic nature of the building itself, that iconic barrel ceiling that once made Wills' swing sound so rich, also has a tendency to carry and reflect sound in unpredictable ways. Whispers bounce, bass notes linger, and when the room is quiet, it's never completely still. But even with these explanations, something about Kane's ballroom remains different. Longtime employees report an unmistakable presence, not malevolent, not frightening, just present, as if the building itself is listening, waiting, remembering. And those who've been there after dark, they'll tell you the air changes, the silence feels heavier, the shadows seem deeper. Some have even described feeling watched from the balcony, especially when standing center stage. Could it be the weight of history pressing in? The power of memory merging with environment? It's one thing to hear a creak or a whisper and chalk it up to the building settling, but at Kane's ballroom, the phenomena don't stop there. And they don't always wait for the room to be empty. More than one performer has stepped off stage and sworn they saw someone sitting in the balcony long after the lights had dimmed and the audience had cleared out. A man in vintage Western clothing, boots, hat, maybe even a fiddle in hand, just sitting, watching, and gone in a blink. Security guards report similar stories, unexplained shadows moving through the second level, caught in the corner of the eye. One guard recounted checking the perimeter late one night only to hear what sounded like someone whistling a tune backstage. When he investigated, the sound stopped. The room was empty. But the faint scent of cigar smoke lingered, one of Bob Wills' known indulgences. The sightings share strange consistency. The figure, always alone, never engages. He's not threatening. He's just present, observing. Most who see him say he gives off an odd sense of peace, as if he's just checking in, still guarding the place he once ruled with a fiddle and a smile. Then there's the issue of the locked dressing room. Several artists over the years have shared accounts of entering the same room backstage, only to find themselves locked inside minutes later. No one outside locked the door, no mechanical failure ever found, and just as suddenly, the door would unlock. Once is an accident, twice is coincidence, but this has happened often enough that staff now warn performers not to close the door all the way when entering alone. Some believe it's Bob Wills again. Maybe a little playful. Maybe just reminding today's stars who really runs the house. Others wonder if it's someone else, a lesser-known spirit, connected to the building's early days when oil money flowed and trouble followed it. The phantom music is perhaps the most chilling. Multiple employees have reported hearing instruments warming up, especially the steel guitar and fiddle, when no band was present. These incidents typically occur between 2 and 4 a.m., long after events have ended and the building is secured. Sometimes it's a single note, other times it's the start of a melody, abruptly cut short as if the player was interrupted. And then there's the applause. Several times stagehands have heard faint clapping from the empty hall. Sometimes it's slow. Other times it's the raucous kind you'd hear at the end of a high-energy show. It comes from nowhere. It echoes just once. Then silence. Technicians have also noted electrical disturbances, soundboards glitch, microphones buzz to life for no reason, lights flicker, or go completely dark during routine checks. One sound tech recalled setting up for a show and having a mic pop on and blast feedback on a channel that wasn't even activated. He later checked the footage, nothing visible. But the sound was caught, loud, and sharp. He never worked alone again. Cold spots also plague the venue. Not the subtle temperature shifts of drafty old buildings. These are intense, concentrated pockets of freezing air that appear without warning and vanish just as quickly. One frequent spot is stage right, just off the performer's main path, directly under where Bob Wills used to stand. Another is in the sound booth, where more than one engineer has wrapped themselves in jackets despite sweltering summer temperatures outside. All of this has given rise to theories about residual hauntings, where energy from traumatic or emotionally charged events imprints on a location and replays over time. Canes, with its decades of high-energy performances, broken hearts, ecstatic crowds, and perhaps a few tragic stories never told, would be a perfect candidate for such phenomena. But not everyone agrees it's residual. Some paranormal investigators argue the energy is interactive. They point to doors slamming, shadows responding to movement, and that eerie sensation of being watched as signs of an intelligent presence. Not just memory playing itself back, but something aware. And if that's true, the question becomes, who? Is it Bob Wills checking in on the legacy he left behind? Is it the spirit of a performer who never made it to the big time, still playing for a crowd that finally listens? Or is it the soul of someone forgotten by history, now clinging to a place that still remembers what it means to be alive? Kane's ballroom doesn't offer answers, just echoes. The echoes of boots across the dance floor, the echoes of swing melodies in empty air, the echoes of applause from an invisible crowd, and always, always, the lingering feeling that somewhere in the shadows of the balcony, someone's still watching the stage. So what do we make of it all? A ballroom that began as a garage rose with the swing of a fiddle and now, decades later, refuses to fall silent. Kane's isn't just a venue, it's a living relic. And like any relic, it holds more than memories. It holds energy. The question is, whose? Skeptics will tell you this is a classic case of environmental psychology. A place drenched in nostalgia, packed wall to wall with emotion, is bound to stir the imagination. Auditory pareidolia explains the phantom fiddle. Acoustics explain the applause, drafts and creaky beams, cold spots and footsteps. Easy. But even science struggles when stories repeat. When multiple people over decades report the same sounds, the same shadows, the same locked doors, you start to wonder, was it all just music echoing into the floorboards, or did Bob Wills love that stage so much he never left? Maybe it's not just him. Maybe Kane's ballroom became a kind of magnet for those whose souls found purpose there, performers, workers, even a few broken hearts who danced their last waltz on that spring-loaded floor. And maybe, just maybe, it's proof that joy, just like sorrow, can leave a mark. So next time you find yourself in Tulsa and you hear a fiddle tuning up long after midnight, don't be afraid. Just take a bow. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.